we had the first session of the Supreme Court today sitting for the first time since June, and they issued 88 pages of orders, most of which detail the cases the Supreme Court will not hear, most of which you'd never heard of. But we're waiting to hear, as I say, about gay marriage, for example, on two tracks. The first is the Proposition 8, the California voter-approved ban on gay marriage from 2008. The appeals court, Ninth Circuit, says it's unconstitutional. The question is whether the Supreme Court will let that ruling stand. And if the court does, then gay marriages could resume almost immediately in the state of California. On the other track, it's the constitutionality of the Defense of Marriage Act. You know that the Obama administration is not defending that law. House Republicans have hired their own lawyer to stick up for it in court. And the question is whether gay married couples in those states where it's legal, like, for example, Massachusetts or New York, whether one spouse works for the federal government, whether his or her partner, his or her spouse, can then receive some of the federal health insurance benefits, for example, that the employee receives. The state law would say yes, the federal law says no, and the Supreme Court is expected to weigh in. The other matter that we're expecting to hear from the court on is voting rights and whether the 1965 Voting Rights Act should still require a number of southern states with a history of discrimination to put forward their plans for redistricting or other changes in their voting laws to the Justice Department for approval before those laws can take effect.